Good morning, everyone. It's Thursday, November 20th, 2025, and welcome to your daily market update brought to you by Monex USA. The U.S. dollar is trading in mixed territory this morning following the release of September's long-anticipated payroll and unemployment numbers. Heading into the data release, the dollar index was sitting at a six-month high, but much of those gains have since been erased. Here's what happened. Non-farm payrolls were expected to add 51,000 jobs in September. Instead, we saw a much stronger print of 119,000, a fantastic beat on the surface. However, a two-month revision subtracting 33,000 jobs significantly dampened the impact of that positive surprise.
Meanwhile, unemployment was forecasted to come in at 4.3%, but ultimately printed at 4.44%. This mixed messaging in the labor market, combined with yesterday's Federal Open Market Committee minutes, has left traders skeptical about the possibility of a December rate cut, while the official probability of a cut sits at 34.9%. The minutes revealed that many Fed members are opposed to further easing. For now, it seems the market is coming to terms with the reality that a rate cut is unlikely. Looking ahead, here's what's on the radar. Tomorrow, Friday, at 9:45 a.m. Eastern Time, we'll get the S&P Global Purchasing Managers Index. This will be a key indicator to watch for further insights into economic activity.
Now, let's turn our attention to the Swiss franc. The franc is down slightly against the U.S. dollar this morning, weighed down by weak import and export numbers for October. The drag of tariffs continues to pressure the Swiss economy, and the Swiss National Bank is facing mounting calls to take action. With the franc sitting at some of its strongest levels of all time, intervention by the SNB is beginning to look like the only viable option. However, with interest rates already at 0% and a strong reluctance to return to negative rates, the path forward for Swiss policymakers remains uncertain. Shifting gears to the Japanese yen, the currency is holding near a 35-year low against the greenback. Overnight, Bank of Japan member Koda signaled that the central bank could hike rates as soon as December, rather than waiting until the new year as previously expected. This marks the most hawkish stance we've seen from the BOJ in recent months. However, Japanese policymakers are walking a tightrope. With the yen approaching levels that could trigger market intervention, the BOJ may soon be forced to step in to stabilize the currency. That concludes our market update for today. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast for your daily FX briefing. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.